Weiter in Shasfir and Makos Taf Yud Gimel picking up on Yud Beis Mo Beis Bada Bama Da Beis Bada Mishnah Bada Mishnah. It's like the other Mishnah. Kayotzi Ba Rotzeach Shegalal Ir Miklat or Rotzeach who goes to a Ir Miklat. Sherotzu Sharos Anshe Ir Lechabda. They want to give him some sort of kibud. Yomer Lehem Rotzeach, and he has to say to them, "I'm a murderer." Armelo. They say Afalpikein. Okay, even so, we still want to honor you. Then Yikabmem. He's allowed to go ahead and accept it from them. Rashi says Anu Rotzim Lechabdecha Yikabmem. We want to do it. Shemem. The pasuk says Vezed Dvar Harotzeach, and this is the word of the Rotzeach, which means that all he has to do is say what he says. Then they keep pushing forward. Then okay, you can accept it. Beep. Turn the page. You give him off. Mylim Hayu Schar Leviim. We have a machlokus now. When these people are in the city, do they get to live there rent free, or they have to actually pay some sort of rent? So the Gemara here now says that Mylim Hayu Schar Leviim. Div Rabbi Yehuda says, yeah, you have to pay rent. Says Rashi, Ha'orim Mylim Ha'orim Schar Leviim Shirotzchem Socher Mehem. They rent from them. It's Batei Adirim, where they want to live over there. That is Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Meir Omer, no, lo yumalim lem schar, didn't take schar for them. V'chozer l'sarara shahayu ba divrei Rabbi Meir. When they get out of this situation, he goes back to what he was beforehand, whatever position he was. Rashi says, hayu nasi, arush beis av, or beis din, v'chozer l'gdulaso k'shiyashuv l'iro b'misis kohen gadol. Kohen gadol dies, and he goes back to his position of power. That's Rabbi Meir. Don't forget, we're talking about here someone who killed someone, Bishogeg, not Bemezik. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, lo haya chozer l'sar shayabal noten, he does not go back to the position of power he was in. Says the Gemara, Omer Avkana, this machlokas that we saw, about whether or not they pay rent, the machlokas is Bishesh, says Rashi Ari Miklat, Bishesh Ari Miklat, about that, right? That's where there's a machlokas. The Ma'ar Savar, Lochem, and when the Pasuk says, V'hayu lochem ha'arim l'miklat migoel, and the seas will be for you for a refuge from the Redeemer, what does it mean, lochem? So Ma'ar Savar lochem l'klito, which means it's there for you just to be able to go there for it to take you in. But no one said anything about sleeping over there. Right? So therefore, it says Rashi, lechem l'rotzchem ne'mar, v'hayu lochem ha'arim l'miklat, that you can go there, but you still have to pay rent. Ma'ar Savar lochem l'chotuchem is you for everything that you need, therefore you don't have to pay rent. The other 42 cities that we spoke about, remember, there's a total of 48 cities, 42 cities of Levites. Divrei Hakol, Hayu Ma'alim L'Hamischar, everyone, Ibra B'Yuda, and Ibra B'Yuda, be maskim, that you have to go and you have to pay rent, right? Because there's never the word Lachem come up over there. Amalei Rava, so Rava says, he argues on this, Havadei Lachem L'Chot Zorcheichem Mashma. Right, whenever it says Lachem, it means chotzer chaychem. Meaning Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Meir are going to ask him that when you're dealing with the six cities, you don't have to pay rent. That for sure, everyone agrees you don't have to pay rent for the six. Alamar Rav and Machlokas Rav Mishtayim, Machlokas is in the 42 cities. That's Machlokas. The Ma'asavar Va'aleim Titanu Kerach Leklita. That Rabbi Yehuda is of the opinion that he says that when it says, and you shall give in addition to them, that it means the 42 cities are like those six in reference to they have a place to go to. It doesn't mean that you have a place that you don't have to pay rent. You have to pay rent. That's given to you just like those are given to you. And therefore, just like the six, is you have everything's taken care of here, it's all, everything's taken care of as well. Just like that's for everything that you need. And you do not have to pay rent. When you're dealing with the six, everyone agrees that you do not take rent. So the next part of the mission, Machlokas, about whether or not he goes back to his original power or not. So Rabbi Meir says he goes right back to what he was. Rabbi says, nope, can't go back to that position. Tana Rabbanan says the pasuk, Vishav el mishpachtov el lachuzas avosav yashuv. The pasuk says, this is talking about by Yovel, when a person is an Eved Ivri. When it comes to Yovel or the 15th, pardon, or 6 years, says Rashi, Vishav el mishpachto be'eved ivri ksiv kishosei chofesh chofshi b'sheish o b'yovel. He goes out after 6 years or 15 years. So what does it say? It says he goes back to his familia. Le mishpachto hu shav, goes back there. Ve'inu shav l'mar shechziko avasav, but he doesn't go back to what he was muchzak as. Rashi says, l'sarara, he doesn't go back to this powerful position of whatever it was that he had before. Div Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Meir, that was the second sheet. Rabbi Meir, who's the first sheet over there, comes and he says, Omer, Af Ushav Lamashik Zikov, even goes back to what his father said before, Elachus of Asav, right? Because the pasuk says, and he goes to Achuzas Evosav. So he understands that to mean the holdings of his ancestors. He returns, that he goes to all of the things that he had, meaning even the positions of power that they held. It says Rashi, Sefer de Milsei, to be Mary, maybe Raya Ledvar, Misof Amikra, Shechozi Lgidulaso, Shenemar Velachuzas Avosav, El Kol Cheskas Avosav. He goes back to what it was. Ke Avosav, just like his fathers. V'chein begol, and this is also a case of a person who went to Galus. As Rashi, k'machlokas be'evet ivri, k'ach machlokas be'roteach, she'gala v'chazer b'mitzakoin. Just like this machlokas of Yudhim Meir, it reference when every Yudhim comes back, so does machlokas of the roteach, that he goes to Galus and it comes back when the Kohen dies. V'yachay yalav t'kshu omer, k'an yashuv k'ra yiseira. So this goes back, it's an extra pasuk, like extra word. D'matzi d'mechta v'shav. Veshav el mishpachto veel achuzas avosav velishto. Just stop right there. What does it say? Yashuv says the Gemara back in the we see of Chaim Megola kishuhu Omer Yashuv. When it says the word Yashuv, the rabbis of the Rotzeach is coming to include the Rotzeach. My v'chaim Megola was being so too with the Gala. Get the time. We went to Nebrai. So Yashuv haRotzeach el eretz achuzaso. After the death of Kohen Gadol, the killer goes back to the land of his achuzah, his ancestral holdings. La'aret achuzah u'shav. Pein u'shav l'mashach ziko v'asav. Devi Rebbe Yehuda, it's Rebbe Yehuda. V'meir me'af u'shav l'mashach ziko v'asav. He even goes back to what his forefathers held on to. What shaykh is between these two things, someone who goes to Galus and the Eved Ivri, Gamar Shiva, Shiva me'as, and then learn like Zerah Shava, Shiva, Shiva, which brings them together. Ajun Allah Elu Hain Ha Golin. Mazel Tov for finishing the second parak. And we said, Ajun Allah, let's quickly do that. Elu Hain Ha Golin. Harig Nefesh Bishagaga. And I didn't want to say Bishagaga. I want to say Bishagaga, but Bishagaga is what came out. Anyway, Mazel Tov, we now begin the third and final parak of Maseches Makkos. Zokta Heliga Mishta Ve'elu Hein Halokin. These are the ones who get Malkus. Now Rashi right away jumps in. I mean, it's going to say a bunch of things that we didn't get yet. See, we'll see this in the Gemara, but it's Hashem. But he says it's not really true. It says Ve'elu Hein Halokin. These are the only ones who get Malkus. There are plenty of examples that are just not written over here. So why does he give this list over here? It says Rashi Elu Lav Dafka the Tani Vashir. It mentioned, but it leaves over Lokin Tuva. Right? Sorry, Tani Vashir Lokin Tuva left over many people. Elatani Chavikrisus, it brought down like Chavikrisus, slash meaning to teach you, Dish Malchus, but Chavikrisus. You get Malchus even though there's a thing that's going to be Kars. Vitana Almana Ugrusha brought both of those cases. You get Malchus for, slash meaning to teach you that Almana Ugrusha Chayav Alemishim Shteshimus. You get two sets of Malchus. Tana Tevel Omaiser Rishon Shalom Nitha Trumaso. Deloma Farish La who did who bad yeah because it's not written that explicitly. Chain Hektish Lo Nifta and Hektish if there wasn't Poda. Vaidi the Tana Hektish Tana Maisa Shanim. I said, no, it's a bad day. The Tarvayu Malkus did who? Mishum Chusar Pidia. Both of them are because they're lacking Pidia. Vichain Beruban Yesh Dover Chadash. There's a Chiddush that's mainly under here. Here we go. Velein Elokin Abalacha. So someone has a relationship with his sister. Velechos Aviv or his father's sister. Velechosima or his mother's sister. Velechosisto or his wife's sister. Velechis Achiv or his brother's wife. And in case of Velechis Achiv Aviv or with the wife of his father's brother, or his aunt through marriage. Veal. Extended marriage, right? Ve'al hanida, or with hanida, all these cases, there's got to be malchus. And that's a double over there, as Rashi pointed out. These are malchus, and they're also kares. Don't think that this kares is no malchus. No, there is. Now we have a case of where there's not going to be kares, but only malchus. Amana l'kohen gadol. We know kohen gadol is not allowed to marry an almana, even though a regular kohen is allowed to marry an almana. A kohen gadol is not allowed to. Regular Kohen came here, Grusha, right? Or Chalutza. Amad El Kohen Gadol, Grusha, Chalutza, El Kohen Hedyot. Or one of these two, Kohen Hedyot. Mamzer, Sinasil, Inasli, Israel. These are saying, I'll marry a Mamzer or a Nasin. Rashi points out in the Sina is a Bina Givonim, they're from Givon. They're the ones who played shtick on Yoshua. Umalkos, Mishum, Losischat, Ribam, you shouldn't marry into them. Bas, Yisrael, Nasir. Lanasin, Umamzer, or a Basilta, Almada, Ugrusha. If the Kohen Gadol, let's say, is with an Almana, who's also a Grusha, it's a double whammy. Rashi says, Shenis Almana Mishachet, she became widowed from one man, and this guy, Shemishachet, and she got divorced from someone else. Chayv Aleh Shtei Malkus, she got two times. Mishum Shtei Shemus, because they're two separate Lavin. Mishum Shtei Azaros, two different warnings. Shtei for us, she's Bemikrav, Azara, Tervayu Kabi. So there's a warning of both of them. Sit back in the Gemara, Chayav, back in the Mishnah. Chayav Malah, Mishum Shtei Shemus, between two things, get this back. Then Grusha Vechalutza, if a Kohen Hedyot is with a Grusha who's also a Chalutza, and he only get Malkus for only one of them. It says Grusha and Mishum Grusha Shechalutza. It's not something that's written straight out. Ella Mirbuye Maisinan La. It's learned out the Tanya B'Kedushin Grusha Einli Ella Grusha Chalutza Minay Tamalo Revisha. It's from the same thing for only Chayev one. Now back to the ones that you get Kares and Malkus. Zok the Heilige Gemure. Tamei Shachas Akores. Someone who is Tamei, but he eats Kachim. Ashes is Harim Afarish Gemara. It's going to smell to the Gemara. Vaabala Mikdash Tamei. Someone goes into the base of Mikdash. When they said if Tamei Veochel Chelev, someone who's Chelev. Chelev is the fats of an animal that are usher teeth. They have to be burned. There's some fats you're allowed to eat, and I eat a lot of it, and that's why I'm fat. But there's other fats that are going to be usher to eat, and those are things that have to be burned. The dam, let's say a person has blood. Someone had blood. That's going to be Kares and Malkus. No sire. That's what you leave over a carbon. It has to be burned. But if you didn't burn it, then what ends up most successful? Seraphtas and Osabesh, Valoya, Loya, Chelki, Kodeshu. It's got to be burnt. Rashi says, Ksiv, Bev, Seraphtas and Osabesh, Loya, Chelki, Kodeshu. As far as Pigol Nami, which you didn't get there in a minute, which is a wrong thought during Karba, during the Shchita. Nami, Melchin, the Ksiv, Ki, Kodeshu, Klomim, Mephneshu, Kodeshu, and if so, Lamad, Mikan, Kosha, Bekacho, Paso, Ba, Kosav, Lita, and Losa, Se, Al, Chiloso. Anything that's going to be in that case is going to be also an Isser of eating it. Vachi, Amin, and Lakaman, Vasar, Tame, Mabasar, Shah, Yiga, Bechol Tami Lo Yochal Lo Yochal can't be eaten. So you have no sense of pigle. Pigle is when during one of the avodas, you know, the four different avodas of the dam, the shchita, the kabbalah, holacha, and zrika. If you have in mind to eat this stuff or burn stuff on the mizbech after this man, then that's a problem. That's pigle. V'tamei, or let's say that the thing itself became tamei. V'ashochet tamei lebechot, so someone who shechs the animal and he brings it outside of the base. I mean, this verse says v'ashochet kachem b'soch. Oh, hamale kachem b'soch, so someone brings it from outside. Says Rashi, continue. Sorry, ma'ila shamar lecha pen tale azharas shochet alfinim b'zvachem. Perka shochet b'loin zvachem. Perka shochet v'amale. Yeah, bezvachem. Perka shochet va'amale. Ikat the yalef milo yizbechu od ve'gomer. Ve'ikat the yalef la, because there is shava da'ba ha'ba shochet mimayla. Anyway, next one. Ve'ochel chametz pesach. Someone eats chametz on Pesach. This is going to be Kares and Malkus. Ve'ochel ve'osem melacha b'yom kippurim. Somebody who eats or does melacha on Yom Kippur. Where? Peres is Rashi. Yolof asar say. Perek basa de yuma. We learned that in the last perek of yuma. Ve'hamifatim es hashemen. Rashi says that what that means is you're basically forger, you're being a forger or you're copying. Also shemen bedugmas shemen amishcha, someone who does the shemen with a dugma of the shemen amishcha, which that's not okay. Lazar say u bemitchonoso lo sase kamo chem bektoris u bemeskonta lo sase lachem. Right, pasuk says that you are not allowed to go and copy these things. Ubimaskunto. Sorry about that. Maskunto. Vamafatim is a Ketoris. So someone goes in and they duplicate the Ketoris. Vasach Meshemin Mishcha, someone who anoints themselves with the original oil that was used in order to anoint the Kelim and the Kohanim Gedolim. Rashi's Vasach Meshemin Mishcha, may also Sha'asa Moshe Bamidbar, the Siv, Abasar Adam Luisach, don't put it on somebody else. Okay, now those are the ones that are Kares. Now we go again to Malkus without Kares. V'ochel nevela, someone who eats the vela. It's an animal that wasn't shechted properly. Utrefos, or an animal that would have, you know, one of the 18 defects that will die within 12 months. Shkatzim or Muslim, someone eats these creepy crawlers, these gross things. Ochel tevel. untithed produce. So Maisa Rishon Shalotei Trumaso, or again, it's considered like Tevel also, Maisa Rishon didn't take off. It's Tzav, Rashi says, Afu Tevel. Umaisa Sheini Be'ekvish Shalom Niftu. Or Maisa Sheini Kodim Yushalayim Be'ekvish that they weren't Podeh. Frank the Gemara Kami Yochum and a Tevel V'chai, how much you have to have from Tevel in order to be Chai of Rabbi Shimon Omer Kolshu, even if you have a tiny little amount. V'chamorim Kezayis. No, you have to have a Chosh of a Zach, Tevel Kezayis. Some of them are Rabbi Shimon. Shimon says to him, what do you mean? Yet Tamodim Li, Bochon and Mullah Kolshu Shu Chayef. Aren't you masked to you that if you have an ant, even a tiny little ant, you're going to be Chai of Rashi's Mishum Sharetz or Sharetz al Haaretz? It's not a Kezayis. I'm below. They said back to him, now that's for a different reason, because it's a beria. It's like it was at its creation. A thing known as a creation is a whole creature. A whole creation is an iser known as beria, and even if it's less than a kazais. And so Hashem says back, Av chita achas kibriyasa. So to one chita, one kernel is also like a beria, and therefore you're going to be chayiv even if it's not a kazais. Doubting by beeped, beep. Turn the page of Gimel Beis. Yesh tabachal makos abayim divri Rabbi Yishmael. It's like it's Rabbi Yishmael. Rabbi Kiva Omer, Chayvi Krisa, Yishav Lecha Malkos Arboim. When it comes to Chayvi Krisa, Yishav Malkos Arboim. First of all, Rashi, when it says Yishav Lecha Malkos Arboim, Hasa Sakadaitach She'im Hitsubo Misa, Malkos, if he gets warned by Misa and Malkos, then Loka, he gets Malkos first, and then he dies. But when it comes to Rabbi Kiva, he says Chayvi Krisa, Yishav Lecha Malkos Arboim, those do have Malkos Arboim, She'im Asa Tshuva. Bezin Shemayla Melchana, and the Bezin Shemayla will forgive you. Chayve Mises Bezin, Enabachal Malkos Abayim. When it comes to Mises Bezin, then there's no Malkos, Shemasa Tshuva, because even if the Tshuva ain't Bezin Shemata Melchana, Bezin Shemata will not be able to go and forgive you. Now we know that you can't be held someone responsible, right, for two Rishoyos, for one thing. So Rashi points out, Im Yisuba and Malkos, Yishna Mechal Malkos Vilokin. Ve'in kamishum chayv ishtei rishayos sha'ata onsho malkus imakaras v'lama inan ishtei rishayos lefi sheyachal liftar atzmo me'onis hakaras, because he can get himself out of the punishment of kares ayidei tshuva, by doing tshuva mibezin shamayla aval chayv emisos einim b'chla malkus sheishkan ishtei peronios malkus emisa u'mishayilka sofa li'arek shafilu yasa tshuva in bezin shlamata mochum lo. Even the tshuva, the basis of is not able to forgive him. Rabbi Yitzchak Omer, Rabbi Yitzchak says, nope, he says, Chayv Krisus Bechlal Hayu. We have seen this a number of times. Where are you? Let's see. Yah. We saw this in Megillah, in Ksuvis, as Hashem will see it in Krisus. That is, when you go and you look through all the parshas of Arias, you read in Yom Kippur, it says, Kikol Asher Yaseh Mikol HaTorah V'Seyel V'Nichusu V'Nafashas Osas Bekarav Amam. All of them are written Krisus. V'lam yotzes kares b'choso. Why do I have to dafka say it again by achoso? Rashi says la'atzma d'chsev b'kedoshim tiyu v'ish kiyigach es achoso. I have to mention it. Lodunu b'kares v'lo b'malkos. It's come to tell you that you're going to get kares and not malkos. Rashi says la'kach shana b'kares shalahen lomer she'ein b'hen onesh ela kares v'adonim. The punishment only thing you have is kares. That's it. I am, so you have three different cheetahs. My time at the Rabbi Yishma, well. Rabbi Shaul was the first opinion that we saw that he says that you get Malkus that comes along with Misa or with Kares. The question is, well, why? Why is that? What's the reason? The Sivka Zapasik says, Im lo sishma lasas is called the Ve'atara Zos. The Pasik says, firstly, that if you will not be careful to perform all the mitzvahs of the Torah. We have another pasuk that says, or next pasuk, V'hifla Hashem esma koscha, Hashem will make your blows, your makos, extraordinary. You'll be mafli then. Hafla zu, but this hafla, this whatever this means, this type of suffering, zu, any yodea mei, I don't know what it is, kishu omer v'hipilo ha-shofet v'hiko lefana, but when the pasuk says that with Malkus, the judge will throw him down, bimapil him, and have him lashed in front of him. So we find the word afla put with Malkus, Evi Omer afla zu Malkusi. Evi Omer afla zo Malkusi. This afla is Malkus. Ksiv, and then it says, Im lo sishma lasas kol, as kol, if you don't go and follow all of the mitzvahs of the Torah, the fact saying all of it, including all the Yisurim, even if they already have Kares or they are get the death penalty, still then you get Malkus. Boom. Right, the Gemara, Yehachi, Chayvei Asei Nami. The pasuk says, "Im lo sishma lasses us kol devei Torah zos k'suv basof hazeh yiras Hashem anichbar v'anor hazeh eis Hashem alukecha." And what's included in that? Chavei asay. So you should be also chavei asay that if a person's over is bevatlam as asay, you should also get malchus. And for the Gemara, im lo sishma except no, it says if you're not shomer, shomer Yisrael, that means stopping from doing a mitzvah lo sasay. Ukid the Rabbi Avin Amar Rabbi loy. Wherever it uses these type of lashonos, it's also you saw Shavuos, not yet, Sota, Ervin. Anytime you use one of these words, Eino Ella Losase. It's only talking about a Losase. Yachiv, that's really true. Then Lavshin Bomaisa Nami. And even it's a Lavshin Bomaisa, says Rash, Lavshin Bomaisa Nami, Alma Amidon. Right? We know Alamat Aminun. Why is that we say in many places, Lavshen B'maisa, you don't get Malkus for? Although we see already in this Masechta that there are those that hold differently. Naftal and Rebbeis, we saw that there are those that don't even Lavshen B'maisa get Malkus. But generally we say Lavshen B'maisa, you don't get Malkus. But here this is included, it's a Lo Sasei, and it's included all of the mitzvahs, so it should be a Lavshen B'maisa. Should also be getting Malkus. There's going to be La Sos Ksiv. In the Pasuk itself, it says, Lassos to do. In Lo Sishmar, Lassos is called Devei Torah. If it would have just said the Lo Sishmar, then you would be right. But it says Lassos. Said the Gemara, okay, but still, Lav, Shenitok, La'asei, Nami, that even you have a Lav that's given over to an Asei, like the Isser of Nosar, right? It says, don't leave it over. And if you do, but Ishis Tisrof. We learned about that, a Lav, Shenitok, La'asei, that fixes it up. So you don't get malchus for, but here it seems to be saying it should be included as well. So it's going, no, dumya de lav de chasima. The quintessential idea of malchus is learned out from the lav of chasima. It says here it's going to be dumya de lav de chasima. Says Rashi, shu kos of eisel parshos malchus. And by the chasima, we know that you're not allowed to go ahead and while an animal is threshing, you're not allowed to muzzle it. And if you do that, you get malchus. And there it's no anita klasei. Therefore, that does not include it. Hash does the achi. Okay, now that you want to say that the prototype, the starting point is muzzling, then kulu nami, all of them, meaning all mitzvahs asay, and things that have no maisa, it should be excluded. Shouldn't be included in this thing. Dumya de lav de chasima, similar to that of chasima. So if that's the case, everything else we used to exclude that we don't need anymore, just use this one. Rabbi Akiva Maita. Okay, there's a period on that. Now, so let's go on. Rabbi Akiva Maitaima. What's on Rabbi Akiva that he says that when it comes to Dine Nefashos, they're excluded from Malkus. Right? This is the second one. The first one we said was Rabbi Shmuel's included. Rabbi Akiva said, no, they're not. Kidei Rishaso. Torah says Kidei Rishaso. You can only hold somebody responsible for one. You can hold them responsible for two acts of wickedness. One act won't give you two things, so you can't have Malkus and Misa. What about the first one that we just said, Rabbi Shmuel? Hani Mili Misa Mamun. When is it true that there's only a one penalty din? That's only when you're dealing with two things that have no shaykhs to each other. That would be death and mammon, or malchus and mammon, or getting the smackdown and mammon, of a miso malchus, misa richti. But death and malchus are like one extended death. That is that the malchus himself is considered like the beginning of the killing, which ends by him actually being killed, right? If it's a person who's chayiv in malchus and misa. So therefore, it's considered one thing and not two separate things. Rabbi Akiva, Yachi Chayvei Krisis Nami. If that's really true, then Chayvei Krisis should also not get Malkus. Says Rashi, V'Rabbi Akiva, Kivin Damar Yatam Chayvei Mishum Shtei Rishayos. If you're taking care of holding responsible for two Rishayos, the Chayvei Krisis Nami. When you have a person who's Chayvei Krisis, Lo Lilke, you shouldn't get Malkus. The Hashtei Rishayos, the Nushadayin Ona Shakarius Alav. It's two Rishayos because the din of punishment of that is still upon him. My Omar, what are you going to say? L'shnui ha'chkush, Rashi just answers this question. Shemasa tshuva, that. Rashi shemasa tshuva, atam shenasan Lamala, Shehu Yachol lift or Sa'atzim of the car, has been a car, so she can get himself out of cars. I did tshuva, Hashtami Adayin Lo Shav, he didn't do tshuva yet. Vata Malkeu Ba'od Onan Shekar Salav, you're giving Malkas even when it's on him. So that's not considered two things you want to say, because if they do tshuva over here, Hashtami Yaz Lo Avdi, he actually didn't do it yet. So therefore, the Beis Din is now going to give Malkas even to a guy who hasn't yet done tshuva and is still going to get cars. Why isn't this over the Isser of the Rabbi Mechayivim Shtei Rishus for one thing? Amar Rabba Vo, we have ourselves an exception. That is, the Torah says when you have Kares things that are going on, there's an exception to the Shtei Rishus issue. But Therish Ribs the Torah Chayiv increases the Malkus. The Torah explicitly, you know, added Ribs the Torah Chayiv increases to Malkus, the Gomer Le'ene, right? The Pasuk says, V'nichrusu Le'ene b'nei Amam. They're going to be cut off before the eyes of their people. It says, Rashi, V'nichrusu Le'ene b'nei Amam. Except for Malkus, V'nilka achicha Le'enecha, and you should become disgraced in their eyes. Says Rashi, Mi Le'enecha. Let's read again this one straight. The Gomer Le'ene Mile'einecha, where we learn that from before your eyes, which is said by Malkus. So these two different shtiklach over here, they make a gezeira shava between Karis and Malkus, and therefore that of Malkus, which is the one pasuk, applies even by Karis, which are another one. So it says it straight up. It says, "Gemara, nice try, mask if la Rabbi Abba or Mamal Yachi, if it's really true." The Rabbi Akiva's din is based on this Gezer Shava. If it's really true, Rabbi Akiva is basing it off this Gezer Shava, then Chayv Mitzvah's Bezin, Nami Nigmarei Me'ene Le'enecha. If that's really true, so then let's learn out that Malkus is going to apply even by Dinei Nefashos, right? By Din. If you learn it from there also, same Gezer Shava. Me'ene, because Pasuk says, Im Me'ene Eida Nefesa L'Shgaga, and Me'le'enecha, to go and to learn out the same din over here, that they would work out together, death penalty and Malkus, which goes against what Rabbi Akiva says. Says the Gemara, no. Done in le'enei mi le'enecha. Ain't done in me'enei mi le'enecha. You know, go ahead and dash in it. Different shtiklich. Went after me, you know, why? What's the difference? Aha, Tanya Rabbi Shmuel, v'shava kohen uba kohen. These are two words that one have nothing to do with the other. One says shav, one says ba. Yeah, and we saw this already a few times in Shas. Shava coin, when the coin is going to return to the house, above a coin, it says the coin's going to come to the house. This is talking about checking your saras. Zui Shiva, Zui Bia. This idea of returning and coming bring out the same din over here. And therefore, we equate these two things together. Rashi says, Lamidim ze, mi ze, gzira shava, ma shiva, choletz, vikotze, vitach. Abia, choletz, vikotze, vitach. Let's talk about the way that the process that they would do when the Kohen would come back. They would go and scrape off the stone and put new stones over there. And that's where you learn after these two things over there. And these are two different words entirely. So what if problem? Me'enecha, einecha, le'enecha. Why can't you teach them all together? Veo then furthermore. Ligmor me'ene le'ene. Even if it has to be exactly the same, we still have ene and ene. Rashi says the Mises Basin. Mile'ene decreases. Ma creases loke the hog gamart le'ene mile'enecha. Af misis beizin yilke. So learn it out. It's one step beyond. Says Gemara. Ligma me'ene le'ene. The hog gamor le'ene mile'enecha. Because we already learned out. Before the eyes, it said by Karis. Before your eyes, it said by Malkus. And then extend that. So the Gemara says, okay, this is actually a good point. Knocked off a Ravo. And there comes another answer. Kibla mine Rabbi Shmuel bar Yitzchak. Kedei Rishaso. So the Torah says that Malkus should be given according to his rishas. Mishum Rishachas the Mechayvah, so he's only holding responsible for one. V'yat the Mechayvah, Mishum Shtei Rishuyos. He can't punish him for two things. There can't be two penalties that are not the same, that are given for the same type of rishas, same type of crime. Risha Masur Lebezen Akas of Medaber. However, the Pasuk is talking only specifically about a punishment that's given over to Bezin to give. Oh. That being the case, we have to make a distinction now. When it comes to Dinei Nefashos, you can't get Malchus Asa because then you're having two Rishos for one court, for one crime. But Kares, we don't have the problem of Shtei Rishos because this is something that's done by Shamayim. Okay, my friends, we're not done with this, but we're going to stop over here. I want to wish all y'all a great, great day.